ಮೊದಲಿದ್ದಾಗಿ ನಾನು ನಮ್ಮ ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡ್ತೇನೆ. ಅವರು ಜಗತ್ತಿಗೆ ನಮಗೆ ಈ ಶರೀರ ಕೊಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಕಾರಣ ಇರೋದು. ಎರಡೇ ನಾವು ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳು, ಅವರು ನಮಗೆ ಈ ಜೀವನದು ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಏನು, ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಹುಟ್ಟುತ್ತಾನೆ ಯಾಕೆ, ಅದು ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸಿದು ಅವರು ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗಿಂದ ನಮಗೆ ಬಂದಿದ್ದು. ಅದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಎರಡನೇ ನಾವು ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳಿಗೆ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಮೂರನೇ ಆ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನಿಗೆ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ, ಯಾರು ನಮ್ಮೊಳಗಡೆ ನಿಮ್ಮೊಳಗಡೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕಡೆ. ಮತ್ತು ಈಗ ಪತ್ಕಿಯವರು ಹೇಳಿದರು, ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳು ಇದ್ದಾರೆ, ಇದು ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಮಾತ್ರ ಗೊತ್ತು. ಆ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನಿಗೆ ನಾನು ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೇನೆ. ಈ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ನಾವು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಜೊತೆಗೆ, ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಇವತ್ತು ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ ಇದೆ, ಗೀತಾಯಿಂದ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ನಾವು ಏನು ಮಾತಾಡಬೇಕು ನಾವು ನೋಡಿದ್ವಿ. ಹಾಗೆ ಸಂದರ್ಭ ಬಂದಾಗ ನಾವು ಗೀತಾದು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ತಗೊಳ್ತೇವೆ. ಬಟ್ ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಮೊದಲೇ ಕೆಲವು ನಮಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಿದ್ದ ವಿಷಯ ತಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರ ಜೊತೆಗೆ ನಾನು ಹಂಚಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಮಾಡ್ತೇನೆ. ನನ್ನ ಗೊತ್ತಿದ್ದ ಮಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಹುಟ್ಟಿ ದಿವಸದಿಂದ ಯಾವಾಗ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಬರ್ತದೆ ಆ ದಿವಸದಿಂದ ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿ ಹೇಳಿದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ, ಸಮಾಜ ಹೇಳಿದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ, ಈ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಹೇಳಿದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ, ನಮ್ಮ ಲೀಡರ್ಗಳು ಹೇಳಿದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ, ನಾವು ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಮಾಡ್ತೇವೆ. ಏನಾದರೂ ನಮಗೆ ಇದು ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತದೆ, ನಮಗೆ ಈ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿಬಿಟ್ರೆ ಜೀವನ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತದೆ, ನಮಗೆ ಇದು ಇಂಥ ಮನೆ ಆಗಿಬಿಟ್ರೆ ಜೀವನ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತದೆ, ನಮಗೆ ಏನು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ನಾವು ಪಡೀಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇಚ್ಛೆ ಪಡಿತೇವೆ, ಅದು ಪಡಿಬೇಕು ಪಡಿಬೇಕು ಪಡಿಬೇಕು, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಎ ಟೈಮ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಅಸ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಕುಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಲೈಫ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಟ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಮೇಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ವಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನಿಂಗ್ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ನೋ. And then there the, I will say, according to me, there the spiritual journey begins. Before that, it is nothing, but it is the journey in the world where there are different scales, measurements, and different way of assessments by your parents, by my parents, by society, by the world, by the leaders. There are different scales, and whenever we cross that scale, we feel happy. But that happiness is so momentary that it disappears and again we go back to that our original state from where thirst has started, and thirst never ends. This is the journey. There are people who are fortunate, and I will say most of us are fortunate. We have met a guru who was Paramahansa, who was a realized person. And he had trouble. We actually, in fact, spent, I will say at least I could spend about 20 years time with him. I could see him that without, you know, expecting anything, without, though he had achieved, I think you all are aware, he had achieved in the world what, you know, most of the people cannot achieve. But then for him, the journey began, the spiritual journey began, and then he tried to find out what life and all scientists search truth is nothing but it is the product of a journey. This happens and the person starts, but I will tell you what I have understood. This word, W-O-R-L-D, this word is ready to help us, provided we are sure that what kind of help we want from this word. If we throw our desires in the world, then you know this the world starts giving us the signals, the symptoms, the things by which we can get. The only thing is that sincere desire, whether we are sincere, really we want it or we don't want. Many times we say we want it, but we are not sincere to actually get it. If we are sincere, that's why Gita says, Sraddhavan labhate. Those who are having Sraddha, they will get it. If there is a problem, then there is a problem in the Sraddha. Nowhere else. The moment there is a Sraddha, the moment there is a sincerity, I am telling you, I think I have told earlier also, that the Guru, those who are feeling that Guru is not there, believe me, I am saying that Guru will come and talk to you, Guru will come and guide you, whether he comes in your dream, he comes in a body form, he comes without form, in a formless form, but believe me, if really you are sincere, that, you know, Guru will come, God will come, whatever help you need, that will be made available. This assurance I want to give to all of you who are present here. If it doesn't happen, I will say you can question me at any time. I am giving you that liberty that, you know, why it is not happening. This is first part. Second thing is, the path. Like I am saying that you are, you know, you want to invite God, you want to invite Guru, you want to invite somebody. There are ways to invite. Morning while coming, I was sharing with Mr. Anant Raman. I think it is probably, you can check it, 12-12, that chapter Gita, that 12 and 12. It will be interesting if somebody is having Gita and can open and can read it. And if somebody can read it, I will be happy. Otherwise, let me try whether, because you know, the thing is that memory, I started with that and then I will share with you. Okay. Who will tell the meaning of it? Read meaning also. That Sanskrit, you know, it is Sanskrit. Sanskrit, those who understand Sanskrit, they will understand the meaning. Those who don't understand Sanskrit, they will not understand the meaning. So are you having the meaning in it? You don't have. Let me try to explain. Anybody? You can read, madam?
In Kannada, you can
read. Kannada, anywhere, anybody. You can read? Yes.
No. For peace, yes. Immediately follows renunciation.
Wonderful. See, I started from there saying that first our journey began to get something more and more. Now the journey is opposite. The spiritual journey, please, I am saying that, please, you may agree, may not agree, and I will never expect you to agree, because I am telling. You should never agree also, unless you experience it. The spiritual journey and worldly journey, these two are opposite journeys. In one case, in worldly life, you have to get and get and get, and in the spiritual life, you have to leave and leave and leave and leave and leave. This is not, you know, that, you know, something here you have to get. God has given you sufficient by which you can have, you know, happy life, wonderful life, and the purpose of life could be fulfilled. Nothing is required, nothing. Absolutely I am saying nothing. And what is required, that is available to everybody. Now, as madam has read this 12-12, and I will say when you get back, you find you can also read once again. What it says, any effort you do without understanding the principle behind that, the principle is very important. Without understanding the meaning, why you are doing. Let us say you want to invite God. You should know why invite. Kunti invited God and she had so much trouble, you know. She was given mantra, just she can call Surya, and you know, ultimately she called Surya and then kind of trouble, you know. Karna takes birth and then kind of what kind of misery she had in her life. So the first thing is that if you want to invite God, you should know what for you want to invite. Second thing is that what will be your method, how you can invite. How you should invite. Whether you have to invite by... So I will say this Gita, you know, the wonderful in the sense that it tells you the methods. There are several methods. But then one method which I will share with you, once I complete this sloka meaning, you know, then I will go to that. Please bear with me for some time if I take little more time. It says, the method, anything you effort to make, if you don't know the principle behind that, better than that is knowledge. You read in the book says something, better you spend time on reading the books rather than making your unnecessary efforts. That will take you little further. Further it says, more than that knowledge which you are going to acquire, dhyana, meditation, that is better than, you know, the knowledge. The reason being why this meditation is better, because knowledge is, it is somebody's knowledge which you are acquiring it, which you are borrowing it, which you are trying to make your own knowledge, which may or may not happen. But when you do meditation, in that whatever knowledge takes birth, whatever knowledge comes, that is your knowledge, it is your baby, it is your understanding. So this knowledge which you get in meditation, that is better than, in meditation you get practically experience. That is, you know, there the realization, you know, comes. So that is, because it is experience, it is not somebody has told, that's why you have to believe. So this is better. But then the further more interesting which I wanted to share with you, that is, you know, it says, better than all these three is what? Renunciation, leaving the things. And it says, it is so wonderful that in case of effort, first thing, almost I will say, without knowing, without understanding, if you make effort, very negligible. It may satisfy you for some time that you are doing something very good. Like many people will do puja, and what they are getting, they are not worried, but they are more worried telling others that I do puja. So that others will, and they get, you know, little satisfaction in that effort they want to tell about their effort. But the effort, the knowledge, dhyana, that is meditation, better than that is renunciation. Because effort also will take time. Knowledge, when you want to convert into your knowledge, it will again take time. Effort is required. Meditation, terrific effort is required. But in case of renunciation, no effort is required. It is just throwing away. Just throwing away. And result is immediate. Result is immediate. Now, this moment itself, I am carrying burden on my head, The moment I throw burden, immediately I get, you know, I become light. This is the funda. Basic thing, please understand. Now the thing is that you will say what I am telling, you know, whether really it is something I am saying, that you know that where is the burden? Now the second thing comes. Where is the burden? What kind of burden we are carrying? This is the problem. The worldly life we know, I am carrying a burden, something on my head. If it is troubling me, I can take and throw it. But we are carrying certain burden which is not so easy to throw it. It needs little time, but if you can throw it immediately, then and there only, you will get peace, and that peace cannot be disturbed, cannot be snatched, cannot be taken away by anybody. That is your peace. Whereas in the worldly life, what happens? In the worldly life, you got the wealth thinking that I will not have problem of food, class, shelter and all. But now wealth itself has become the source of problem. Wealth itself has become the source of problem. You thought I will have children, they will help me during my old age. The desire which I cannot fulfill, probably children will fulfill. They themselves became the cause of our, you know, the problems and sufferings. See, anything, you tell me one thing which you thought that I should get this degree, I should get this post. That post itself became problem, suffering, so many things it started. Whereas here, in the spiritual journey, which renunciation, by renunciation, the peace you get, even you want to throw that peace, you cannot throw because you are not different from the peace. It is nothing but Sachiranandi, nothing but only peace and peace and peace only. And in that state, you don't have to search Sachidanand, but Sachidanand and peace are one and same. There is no difference between peace and Sachidanand. Please, you know, remember this. This one sloka which I thought I must share. There are so many things I have noted, but then limitation of time also, and then, you know, let us see how we go about further. Now the thing is, as I said, there are several methods given here. As I think morning I heard that 18 chapter and 700 I think slokas are there, and different things are told for different people, because this Gita is not meant only for AK Singh. There are so many AK Singh and BK Singh, so it has to satisfy needs of so many people, you know. So there are so many things given which satisfied my need, I am sharing with you. And you go through, you will also find that your needs also will be satisfied by reading this Gita. This is one which can satisfy need of everybody who wants to get satisfied. If you do not want to get satisfied, then nobody can satisfy. But if you want to get satisfied, then you can get satisfied. Provided you try to understand. This is one part. Now there are two things, mostly you all must have read many times, and it says there are two things, you know. One is Gyan Marga, another is this Gita. You see, let me go back. You all might have seen Jain Munis. You all might have seen Jain Munis. I'm sure that they are naked. They give trouble so much to their body, that in cold, winter, it is anywhere they can live. They trouble their body, tapa. They burn their, you know, all those things, tapa. Buddha was the person who said, and that Gita also talks about that, he said, there is no need, it is the middle path. And it says, you might have read, if anybody would have paid attention, it says those who eat too much, they also don't succeed. Those who remain hungry, they also don't succeed. It says, I think somewhere it is there, and when you go through, you will find it. Buddha also talks about the same, that is the middle path. Neither this side nor be in between. Walk. You followed my point. Now the thing is, so if you miss Gyan Marga, I said there are two ways. One is Gyan Marga, another is Karma Yoga. I was telling about Jain Muni, they trouble their body without, I am not blaming them. I am saying that how the journey begins, you know, that like science is evolving. It is not that Newton was wrong. Newton was also right till somebody found out something other truth. And Einstein was also right. And there is, people say if Einstein would have not come on the earth, then probably science would have been 100 years back. But even Einstein also is questioned. His theories are questioned. Same thing in the spiritual journey, that where, you know, basically Jain Muni's path, then it comes the meditation, dhyana, you know, this one. But the people are always concerned about, once they get satisfaction, they think then how I can convey this knowledge to all the people, they can feel happy. This is the greatest source of joy for any human being who has got something he wants to share with everybody. And I am telling this is not true with human being only. This is true with all the life forms. You might have seen if a bird somewhere there is a danger, that bird goes to tells all the birds that there is a danger. If there is a food, that one bird knows there is a food, that bird goes and tells all the birds there is a food come. Same thing happens with the human being. If one person removes his sufferings, then he tries to, you know, share with everybody, feeling that let me share and so that other people who are suffering, they also come out. This Gita is with the purpose of, you know, meditation and all those things, okay. But this Gita has been written with the purpose of bringing peace to the worldly people. Living in the world also you can have peace. And that's why you are aware, the first chapter begins with Arjuna when he is on the battlefield. I don't think that we are actually in that situation. Our situation is much better than the situation of Arjuna, you know, where on the battlefield he was there. So through Arjuna, taking him to the battlefield, the author, through Lord Krishna, wants to convey to us, O worldly man, you are suffering, and you can also enter into the peace, into the bliss, what Buddha had by leaving this world. What by leaving this world they get, you can also get that peace, you can also get that bliss, provided you follow what is said here. And what it says? Wonderful. What it says? Whatever you do, doing when I am coming, doing, we do three kinds of doing. Now I am coming, how to do tyaga? How it is possible? We do three kinds of, you know, actions. Everybody does it. One is verbally I am doing. I am speaking, you know. This is also one kind of action. I am holding this, you know, Gita, I am opening my hand. So my hand is also working. This is my organs, you know, are working. Another is thinking. Thinking is also an action. So there are three levels we all operate. And what it says, that all the action you do what you do? I think everybody knows it. What you have to do? Do arpana to God. Give it to God. Could you follow my point? God means, where is God? Now question comes, where is God? No, you don't have to go anywhere. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, that time you just, you know, you give it to God, saying that, God, I am saying some thought is disturbing you, some thought is there. Just you say, God, this is your thought. You are speaking something, you know, you spoke well, you spoke, you know, wrong. Immediately you say, God, this is yours. And what it says, the beauty is, how you have to give to the God, Lord, when the Lord will accept, the two things are very important. One thing is that your sincerity, your belief, and with love. You see, whatever you do in the worldly life, I am saying what is true in this world, that is true there also. Like I am saying that even a beggar comes to your house, scold him and give him something, or you don't show your face and give something, do you think that beggar will like? Anybody? No, beggar also will not like. So what we have to say? Lord, please take. We have to request, we have to pray. Lord will take. Why will not take? After only all are children of Lord only. Lord has sent me. I don't know any of you have come because you wanted to come. That's why you have come in this world. So when the Lord has sent us, then Lord has to listen to us. I am saying that as we are having right with our parents, similarly we are having rights with the Lord also. Mother, you call Lord, you call mother, you call Lord, you call Bhagwan, you call anything, God, Goddess, anything. And you have to say, no, no, I will fight with you if you will not take. The God will take. It will happen. We have to cry. We have to, we have to sing and make him happy, no? Why God will not accept? I don't see any reason why God will not accept. But we have to use right methodology to give it to God. And we have to believe that I am giving to God, but God will not take and run away. He is custodian. When I need, God will give to me. Otherwise, you will never give. Because if God, you know that God will take and run away, you will never give to God. So I am saying that with that thinking only, and God will give back to you. Please believe me, I am saying that God will not take and run away. It will come to you. So sincerity, with prayer, with love, with care, just do arpane. This Gita talks about that karma itself becomes the puja. That's why many people say in Vidhan Sabha, Karnataka people, those who are work is worship. Work as such cannot become worship. When work, the result of the work is offered to God, then it becomes a worship. Work as such cannot become the worship. When the work, result of the work, the fruit of the work, fruit of the action is offered to God, every time you keep offering, then your action itself becomes a prayer, puja. Then what happens? Now it has not ended. Two things are happening. Because you are offering everything, so you are creating space within yourself. And God is coming in your contact. Now doing karma and bringing God, because you are so much involved in the karma, so you are never requesting God to come in your contact. Now both are happening simultaneously. You are doing karma, you are creating space, and you are inviting God. Now God becomes your companion for all the time. You go to bed, you cook your food, whatever you do, everything, it is. And the fact remains, I will tell you, even if you think little also, it is a fact. It is a fact. Fact is, this world does not belong to anybody. It belongs to only God. Nobody has, you cannot change anything, you just think you can do, but you cannot do anything. It is all Lord's word. So best thing is that when somebody is snatching from you, somebody snatches from you, so one is that you fight, quarrel and, kill and get killed, and that is one thing. Another thing is that when you know it will be taken away, better give it. When you know it will be taken away, better give it. So when you know that one day whatever assets I have created, whatever things I am having, it will be left here and God will take away, why don't you give happily today itself? Today itself you give happily, happiness will come, God will come, your all problems will be sorted out. That is what it talks about, this Gita. This is Karma Yoga. And that's why, the Krishna, Arjuna asked, to start with, Arjuna asked, you say, jnana is superior to karma, and you are asking me to involve in the karma. So then Krishna answers, you know, without karma nobody can live in the world, and you know the karma is necessary for this. But how to do karma, that he is telling. Okay, so how to do the karma? Do karma and make it offering. Don't prepare prasad. I'm not saying don't prepare prasad. Means I am saying when you have to do it. But I am saying, why don't you make karma itself your prasad? Offerings to the Lord. Whatever. And when that prasad, you know, if your karma can become prasad, then your prayer will become 24 hours. There is no need to have separate time for the prayer. Remembering God. Now come to the bhakti. What bhakti says? If just see. Ananya. Keep remembering me. You know, somewhere it comes that, you know, the maya is very dustar. Maya dustaram. Adu maya in the horge parlike bar kashta. It says. But what it says? If constantly you remember me, then you can overcome maya also. Now to remember constantly, I don't think there could be a better way than this, you know. This is the best way to remember him all the time. And when you start remembering, there can't, bhakti is only that. You come, I think, third Sunday and this, you know, you do Ram Nama. After all, what you are doing? You are remembering him. Why third Sunday? Why not all the time? I am saying all 24 hours remembering. You call Rama. Name could be given anything. You call him by Rama. You like, you call by Krishna. Whom you like. And that's why, again I will say, it is, you know, the Krishna, this one, that's why all kind of bhakti has been given. Mother's prayer, then, you know, the son, you know, that the prayer, then, you know, the guru, you know, all kind of, you know, you can pray in any form. And that prayer is, you don't know anything, no singing, nothing, you don't know vidhana, that this Gita tells vidhana, that offer your karma to Lord. This is the puja. This is the karma yoga. Now coming to the Gyan Marga. I don't know that whether that will make sense for you, but let me share at least little. Gyan Marga is basically understanding yourself. I will say before I go into that, let me share. There are three things please remember. One is Jiva. Another is Jagat, and third is Jagannath. Puri, there is a temple, Puri temple, which is established, it is called Jagannath temple. That is who is Lord of the Jagat. So there is a Jiva, there is a Jagat. Jagat is this world. And who is the Lord of the Jiva and Jagat is the Jagannath. You followed my point. Now all these three are interrelated. Don't think these three are interdependent. If you understand Jiva, you will understand Jagat and Jagannath. If you understand Jagannath, you will understand Jagat and Jiva. If you understand Jagat well, you will understand Jagannath and Jiva. But at least one you have to understand. Please remember. Unless you remember at least one, you cannot understand other two. So the Jnana, bhakti is to know the God. There what you are doing, you are praying Jagannath, Lord. And when you know, I will say that, you know, it's so powerful, and when you are praying him, no, Jagannath, can you imagine how powerful he will be? He is the Lord of, you know, whole Jagannath. So how powerful? You want kindness, you want love, my goodness, I say he is, there is no limit for him because he is the Lord of, you know, the Jagat. So that Jagannath, if you worship him, two things will happen. One is Jagannath himself or herself will come and give whatever you need, everything will be given to you. That's why he says in here, Yoga Chemu Vahamaham. You know, he says, I will take care of you. Very clearly. He doesn't say like, you know, you go in government office, what they will say, or you go to minister or somebody, he will say, I to norona, marona. We will see what can be done. They never say that, we will do it. They say, norona, marona. But Gita, please remember, there is nothing like may happen. Norona, marona, it may happen, may not happen. It says always it will happen. The beauty is this, in this, you know, all spiritual literatures, they don't say may happen, may not happen. There is no word of doubt. And if there is a word of doubt, then there is a doubt about spiritual realization itself. Because before you enter into, all the doubts will have to cease, disappear. Then only you enter into reality, into truth. In truth there is no doubt. So this is nothing but a book or a whatever song or whatever you say, it is only sings about truth, nothing else. You followed my point. So by bhakti you are going to know whom, with whom you are going to have contact, with Jagannath, Lord. And when you are having contact with the Lord, you will know self also. He said in one place, if you remember, I am sharing with you, when you will be reading second time, then when you reach there, it will immediately come to you that, oh yes, this. What he says, then I create, you know, his mind, I provide opportunity for him to know, I provide him knowledge. By bhakti also, I provide him knowledge. He says, and by that you know your contact with the Lord, your relation with the world, your relation with this life, everything becomes crystal clear. So that is one way. Another is what? I will say these three and then I will close. Because, you know, time is running short. So this second one now is coming, jnana. Jnana is about jiva itself. You have to know jiva, self. Jnana is about self. There you have to, you know, find out. You have to go to guru. He says you go to a which guru? To jnani guru. The person who is realized, you go to him and pray him and hear from him. He will let you know what is what. You followed my point. It says here, I think second chapter itself it says. So jnana, and they, most of the time I will say there is a guru within you. Even in fact our guru also had written, the guru is within you. So that way guru is there within you. Everybody guru is there. But that guru is in, you know, we have made that guru to sleep. But the real guru, realized guru, makes that guru to get awakened, you know. At least he shows the path. You get the confidence. You followed my, that way that guru helps. The worldly guru, you know, that outside guru helps. But unless the inside guru is awakened, unless inside guru believes that it can happen, outside guru cannot do anything. At least I have not come across any guru making a dull, duff, dumb. Though you read, what you just, you know, you utter the prayer, you know, sloka, mukan karoti vachalam pangulam gayate grim yat kripatam aham bande parmanand. But that guru is where? That God is where? Here. If this guru wants, this God wants, everything, you know, that's here. This can provide you anything in this world. Only thing you have to do, you know, that prayer. And when you pray that Lord and this Lord both start working together and they make you enlightened, basically. This is the prayer. Knowledge is what? Knowledge is, jnana is, self-realization is. Now here comes, you have to meditate, you have to develop the attitude. Now can you say, you have to go by realization also, you have to know the God also, because what God is. Otherwise it will, at least death, the question of death will never be resolved. You will never get immortality unless you know what is the relation between you and God. Once you know the relation between you and God, once you know your real Atma Swarupa, then the beauty is nowhere in the world it is told, except our, you know, the spiritual, I am saying that nowhere in the world. It is only our spiritual literature talks about immortality. Amratva, Amarpada. You know, it is this talks. Where it says, and it starts in second chapter of the Gita, it starts that there is no death to you. Atma never dies. Atma cannot be dried. Atma cannot be cut. It says, later it says, as you change cloth and all, it says, if you don't believe in that, then this is the second argument. It is logic. It is not a fact. Because when there is no janma and there is no death and there is no birth, then where is the question of changing cloth and, you know? But for those people, as I said, this has to fulfill the needs of so many persons. So for such people, it tells that Baba, if you think like that, then think like this also. As from child to, you know, old man, because it will take another body. Okay, fine. But it says, Atma neither takes birth, nor it dies. Those who think that Atma can be killed, they are fool. Those who think we are killing, they don't know Atma. It tells very clearly. So when Atma does not take birth, Atma cannot be killed. Atma is infinite. Atma is nirakara. Atma, you know, all kind of, you know, the things are used. So when you know Atma, yourself, then what happens? There the Atma and Paramatma become one. And there the word you start to say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Atma Brahma, Tattva Masi. All these sentences are uttered there. When you know your Atma, then you know the Paramatma, and Atma and Paramatma become one. It is a continuum, and then you say, I am that. You are that. You follow my point. That is the Gyan Marga. Jnana. That is. How you do? You meditate. And the first, again, let me go back. If I remember that, I think it is 14th chapter. Let me give me 2 minutes time. Let me see. Because I want to share with you just to make you, you know, believe. You may not believe me. But it says, I think 14 probably. But anyway, when you are reading next time, you can find out 14, 15, somewhere it comes. What it says, and anywhere, and I think our Patki Sahib also yesterday, he was telling in the Gita class, and that is repeated, you know, almost every chapter, every page. You see, this is told almost the same theme in a different way for different people. Theme is same. What is that theme? It says, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, these three are doors to the Narka. Krodha, Lobha, Moha, these three are the doors to hell. You followed my point. Krodha, Lobha, Moha, these are door to hell. Means if you enter into it, you don't have to make effort to go to hell. You are already in the hell. You followed my point. So if you do not want to be in hell, do not want to make this life as a hell, then you quit it. Leave it. Is it not? So then what happens? He says, Jnani, a person, when he becomes Jnani, he knows his Swarupa, his self, Atma Swarupa, he knows. But how he knows? He makes effort. He goes inside and he questions, like Ramana Maharshi says, who am I? He says, who am I? And go on. But to put the question, who am I? As I said, you have to prepare the ground. If you have to sow the seed, the first you have to prepare the land. You can't sow the seed in the grass. You know, first grass has to be removed. Once you remove the grass, you make soil, you know, little pulverized and sufficient moisture, then you sow the seed, then it will germinate. Similarly, he says, very clearly it is said there, that those who make effort without purifying their antahkarana, very clearly it is said, those who make effort without purifying antahkarana, they will never know the self, not in this life. But I am saying, you go life after life, you will never get. So what is requirement? Purification of antahkarana. What is antahkarana? Mana, buddhi, ahankara, all this, you know, this is nothing but your antahkara. If you throw your ego, you don't think anything. When you, people will say, how it can be done? I am saying, Baba, I am giving you 2 glasses of water. In one I am putting poison, another I am putting in honey. And you know, in that, where I have put honey, I am saying that, you know, I will not give you anything, still you may drink. And where it is a poison, I am saying you drink, I will give you whole wealth of the world. Anybody will drink, nobody will drink. So when yourself know it, this is the cause of my problem, then why don't you say, I have to throw, I'll throw it. There is no other way. There is no other way. You have to say, it has to be thrown. Thrown means thrown. There is no other way. And that's why it says, Gita, one place it says, when he says that Arjuna says, it is very difficult to control the mind. Then what he says, by abhyasa and vairagya, you can get the control over senses. And the moment you control the senses, you see, the word sometimes controlling means senses means you have to hold. No. No. If you know there is no value in it, you will throw it, you will leave it. Like I am cloth which is not worth, I don't take time to throw it. A paper which I am carrying, if purpose is served, I tear and throw it. Similarly, once you are convinced that all the thoughts are, you know, my enemy, whether they are good thought or bad thought, unless I create that ground, unless I create the empty space, I cannot know my the self. Unless I know the self, I will never self-realize. And unless I self-realize, I will never understand the value of this life. Once you know it, this thought itself will see that other thoughts are removed. They are kept under check. They are thrown. Or see inside, keep observing thought. Which thought is valuable, not valuable, how long, and you know, if you attend to that thought, those thoughts will slowly subside. So what you have to do? You have to keep observing your thoughts, your feeling, your images, whatever comes in the mind, whatever feeling is coming, be aware about it. Be aware. Awareness itself will ensure that those things are given proper place. Either if it is to be thrown, it will be thrown. If it is to be sown proper place, it will be kept at proper place. Automatically it will happen. And there only it says, all spiritual literature talks about this, you know, the our Hindu spiritual literature, I am saying, they have used nowhere in the word, according to my understanding, that word is never used. They use later on, they have used what we call samadhi. Samadhi is what? That's why they say, और वो जीवन तो समाधि तकुंडी ना रहे आ जीवन समाधि किंता ये समाधि बेटर दैट इज ए थॉटलेस स्टेट व्हाट इज दैट विचारहीन स्थिति व्हेन देयर इज नो थॉट डेथ व्हाट हैपेंस नो थॉट नो फीलिंग कैन यू इंटर व्हाइल लिविंग इटसेल्फ इन दैट थॉटलेस स्टेट विदाउट फीलिंग देन यू विल नो व्हाट विल हैपन आफ्टर दिस लाइफ एंड व्हाट वाज बिफोर दिस लाइफ. And then you get the connectivity. It is, that's why samadhi is given so much importance. Unless you get that samadhi state, and for that, how to get? There are several methods, again I will say, like keep observing your thought, keep questioning, and when you achieve that state, in that you question, who am I? Answer will come immediately. Answer will come immediately, what you are. Whether you are something great or you are something small or you are infinite or you are big, small, answer will come there. Only ground has to be prepared. And ground is, you have to enter into thoughtless state. By prayer, by observing, by questioning. If you do it, you will understand. It can be done otherwise also, like man, ego should not be there. For that he says, what he says? Samatva yog yuchyate. Samatva itself is a yog. Equanimity itself is a yog. Now when somebody abuses you, you get angry. When somebody praises you, you feel happy. So what he says? When somebody praises you, don't get, you know, inflated. And somebody when abuses, don't get depressed. Maintain the same sambhava. Samatva. Equanimity. If you practice that, now that is another way. If you practice that, then your all thoughts will again subside. Because thoughts are nothing but they are reaction to. It is reaction to the world or some creation. You want to create something. So it says samatva. If you achieve that samatva by practicing it, what it says? For that person, a realized person, what he is like? For him, the goal, the soil, the dog, the cow, the muni, you know, all are one and same. If you can practice that, then also you will enter into that state. This is the state of jnani. You follow my point? So jnani, then karma yoga. By karma yoga itself, karma itself cannot become worship. Once karma is offered to God, then it becomes the worship. These two paths are mainly emphasized. Third thing, I am coming to the jagat. First I told Lord, bhakti. Second I told jiva. Third I am coming to jagat. By jagat also you can know Jagannath. And there he talks about, if you remember, I think 8th, 9th chapter, 10th, you know, somewhere, where he says vibhuti pad. Whatever you are seeing wonderful in this world, everything I am. You know, he said people tree I am, that, you know, samasa I am. You know, he said everything I am, whatever light you are seeing, I am. So what is to be done? When you are jagat, you are in jagat, and when Lord says, I am everything, you know, then why don't you see everything as a Lord, you know? This is the practice to do in the world, you know. You see everywhere, every time, everything. You see Lord in your wife, you see Lord in your son. Who is playing? Lord is playing. When the small child is playing, Lord is playing. When somebody is beating you, who is beating? Lord is only beating, Baba. Nobody else is beating. It will not happen. I am saying it will not happen. But if you can do that, it is something, you know, I will say, you will become that Maharashtra one Swamiji was there, na, that is very famous, you know, Krishna Bhagat. No, it is very, very famous actually. He is a poet and this one. His wife used to beat him. And once, you know, he sugar cane brought, you know, and then, you know, Santukaram. So he started dancing when his wife, you know, Now, can you imagine? So I am saying, jagat also, if you use jagat as a tool, jagat as a means to connect with the Lord, continuous remembrance, that also can be done. It is told here. Vibhuti pad, and you know, he says, jnan vijnan, I will tell you, you know, that some 2-3 chapter he deals with that. So what it deals? It deals with the jiva, it deals with the jagat, it deals with the Jagannath. From that three, how to do it? Some 3-4 things. Karma, he said. There is another, you know, the chapter where it comes, you know, just I will take 2 minutes. He says, control your mind. If you cannot control your mind, then at least karma you give to God. If karma also you cannot give to God, at least phala you give to God. He said, if you cannot control your mind, then what you do? Karma. If karma also you cannot give, at least phala. He said like that. In 2-3 sloka he said like that. There are so many ways, you know, it is given here. So many ways. But only thing you have to remember, that method, if you little you get hint, then you can find the method. What is that? The first thing, most of us think that if we do spirituality, then next prime minister, I will be the next prime minister. Or I will become the next richest man in the world. Or I will become something else. There is nothing like becoming in this spirituality. Till there is a becoming, you have not reached to spirituality. Becoming ceases there. Only you get yourself, and that self is not created, it is not artificial, it is that only real, all other things are unreal, it is that only real. That's why they say Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. When he says Jagat Mithya, then you say, how Jagat is Mithya? Daily I am getting up, I am going to office, I am sitting in car and driving. No, in real sense Jagat is Mithya. But there is something behind that jagat, that is not mithya. which is supporting jagat, that is not mithya. But jagat which is visible to the eyes and, you know, senses and all, those, that is mithya, means temporary. It appears, but in real sense it is not eternal, it is not absolute, it will disappear one day. So which has to appear, which will be snatched from me, which I am likely to lose, why I should have dosti with them? Why I should have friendship with them? Why I should have attachment to those things? I should have friendship which cannot be snatched, which cannot be taken away, and which will be in this life, after this life, and all the life to come. And not only that, which will ensure, which will let me know that there is no death to me. I should have friendship with that, you know. So that actually, again, talks this Gita. Very simple. It says, if nothing, you know, asakti, it says, you do not want to leave your wife, children, what all like Baba. Only inside, you just remove asakti. And it says, how asakti comes? When you keep thinking, then asakti comes. So don't keep thinking. Once you thought about this work, if work is there, leave it there and then say this. Otherwise, if you keep thinking, then there will be asakti. And that asakti will make you fall. That's all. So these are few. Aham and my, I and my. Aham and my. These two words are dangerous words. One is my is jagat, and I is self. Jiva is I. And then, you know, that my is the world. So he said, don't say like that. Many people who have realized, they stopped using this word I and my. You also stop it using. Even if you cannot stop, you be aware about that you are using for some purpose. Not that, you know, at least you be aware about that. That's all. Nothing else happens. And then it says, other two things let me share. It says that, when you are doing the work, don't think you are doing. That's why it says, a person who can see akarma in karma and karma in akarma, they are the real people who are realized. And how it can be seen? If a person is sannyasi, he is a realized soul, and he says, I am sannyasi, it means he is not seeing akarma. And a worldly man who knows I am not doing it, he is doing everything. But he says, he knows that he is not doing, it is the Lord, it is the Prakriti which is doing. He is a realized person. So I am not doer. What you have to see? Prakriti is doing, I am not doing. It is guna, rajo guna, tamaso, that sattva guna. Gunas are doing, I am not. Says one sloka, nanyam gudebhyam kartaram gudebhyascha param veti madbhavam so adigachati. Those people who know it is the guna which is doing, I am not the doer, they attain my state. Lord is telling, they attain my state. Those who know that I am not doer, it is the Lord doer, they know they reach to my state. So like that, different sambhava, samatva, and all kind of things are given here. Just I share it with you. Thank you very much for, you know, giving patient hearing. And I will actually pray Swamiji, Lord, and you know that I will say that my prayer will be that whoever comes to this ashram, he gets enlightenment. This is all my prayer for everybody, whoever is there. And believe me, I cannot give you enlightenment. It is not possible for me. But assurance I can give you, if you make sincere effort, enlightenment is in your hand, you know, it is, nobody can take it. This assurance can be given, I can give you. If that doesn't happen, then please question me. This assurance on the behalf of, I will say, that Swamiji is also speaking, but because I am in body form, so I am speaking on his behalf, that this is possible. Tumba thanks.
A.K. Singh avarige dhanyavadagalu. Iga munde sanmanya Ajit Kamat avarana helthidene. Ellu
ಸಾವಿರಾರು ಮೈಲಿ ದೂರ ಸಾಗರದ ಆಚೆಗೆ ಯಾವುದೋ ದೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ